Hi there. Welcome home. Didn't even hear you come in. Sorry. How was your day? Aww. Oh, I'm glad to hear it wasn't terrible. Come here. I missed you. My day was good. Are you gonna come sit? Oh, good. I am just... sorry if I sound a little distracted. I'm trying to make sure all these rhinestones get in place. I haven't been doing this all day, just most of the day. I'm trying to make these little potion bottles, but the problem is I'm trying to make them look like star fruits. And since it's like glass, I have to make sure that it's like even on both sides. You know what I mean? I printed out a picture of the star fruit, it's right there. So that's what I'm trying to recreate. So I just have to make sure it's even, and that's been honestly the hardest part. So once I nail that, I should be in the clear, be having a much more fun time, but this glue is also giving me trouble as well. Yeah, I gotta use this glue to glue the rhinestones onto it. That's why I always gotta have the window open when I do this, but at this point, this glue's really frustrating me. It keeps just... doesn't stop. So, and it dries fast, so I have to, like, work really fast with it. But I would love nothing more if you would come spend time with me and hang out with me while I did this. Perfect. Get comfy and come hang. Okay, I'll see you in a sec. Okay, I think that's where they go. No, hey, you're back. Ooh, you look cozy. Yeah, sit wherever. Just don't bump me right now, please. I don't want this to be... definitely needs to go lower. The star fruits have like these three little seeds in the middle. Or like these little... so I want to make sure that it's how it's supposed to be, but so it can also fit all the rhinestones it's supposed to. So that way they don't look funky. You know what I mean? Well, if you don't position the rhinestones properly, it'll look a little funky, but it really won't matter since I'm literally making it a potion. Or, you know, not like a real potion. That you know of, but... I want it to go on the bookshelf in the living room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll like accent the books and just look cool. But I have to make sure it all goes together. But the liquid, I'm putting like liquid glitter into it. So that way when it's sitting there, it'll look all shimmery and shiny on the bookshelf. It's super cool. But the problem is this glue dries really fast, so it starts to get a little sticky. And I gotta be quick. But these pieces are so small. So it takes a lot of focus sometimes. Yeah, it's super easy. I mean, it just takes a lot of time. I pull the color rhinestones out, and I just find it's easier if I set them out here on the counter. So that way I can, like, flip them over so I can pick them up. Because, like, I just pick them up with these tweezers right here. And then I just have to place them on the glue that I pour out onto whatever surface I'm bedazzling or rhinestoning or whatever you want to call it. And in this case, it's the little, these little jars. And so, yeah. But it takes a stupid amount of focus. Or maybe I just don't have a giant attention span because it takes a lot of my focus. Plus, you like want to make sure the rhinestones are all like situated in good positions. But it's really, I don't know, I like doing it on days like today. It's nice outside. You're here with me. It's nice. Sunshine and birds chirping. I love it. Yeah, I could truly do this for hours. I'm not kidding. When I first got into it, when I was younger, I remember I was staying up until 2 in the morning, not even realizing it, because I was just so into bedazzling things that, like, I would check and it would be like 2 in the morning. So I'd be like, oh shoot, I gotta go to bed. But now I'm a bit better at time management. Plus, I have a loving boyfriend who makes sure I don't stay up all night. So, thank you. But anyway, tell me more about your day now that we have actually time to sit down and I have nothing but time to listen. Tell me everything. Is that the one you've been working on, or is that a new one? Oh, okay. That's interesting. Is that a new policy or? Sounds weird. If they start keeping you late more often, I'm not saying anything, but they keep taking my time with you away from me, especially without pay, I'm going to be super cranky, like super pissed. I will go in there and I will wreak havoc, cause chaos, all of the above. Doing what? I don't know, but I could bedazzle the whole office. It would take me a really long time. But, It would be really shiny. It would be really, really glittery, that's for sure. Okay, I hope. I don't know. I'm hoping when I put, like, the glitter water into it, it'll pull it all together and make it all colorful. But for now, we trust the process. But it's ridiculous. I can't believe they keep keeping you longer. You keep getting home later and later. I miss you. But it's nice having moments like this. Just us doing our own thing, but together. It's really nice. What are you in the mood for? What are you going to do now that you have some free time? Yeah, that sounds fun. Just stay with me. I want to be by you. Ooh, I dropped rhinestones. Shit. Fallen soldiers. They will be picked up by the vacuum, unfortunately. Yeah, go ahead. If you want to play games, play games. If you want to watch a movie, watch a movie. You worked hard. Do what you want. Relax. Do what makes you feel happy. I'm sitting here messing with glue and rhinestones, so it's not like I got room to say no. Plus, you super deserve it. I'm happy as long as I'm here with you. And I'm happy as long as this glue stops being annoying. And I would be happy if gravity would, like, be gravity and not stop. Why does it keep? I'm not even pushing, and the glue's coming out. It's really annoying. It's just like, hi, don't forget about me. The glue doesn't stop. I have to rhinestone so quickly if. Ah! Okay. I'm gonna start panic rhinestoning. If I go quiet, it's because I'm trying to get the rhinestones on before this glue dries. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm in intense focus mode. Let's go. Oof. This is the only part that sucks. I haven't garnered enough skill to be good at my glue management, so I just glob tons of glue on. But it's okay. I'm still a beginner. I've only had this hobby for a lot longer than I'd like to admit, actually. Oh no. I should be better at this, but it's okay. I never claimed to be good. I'm claiming to have fun. This glue smells so strong. There's a reason I can only do this for so many hours at a time. I start getting headaches because of how strong the glue is. I feel like maybe I should even wear a mask when I do this. But. Oh, right. We were talking about our days. My day was good. Remember when I was like, yeah, babe, I'm totally gonna go into the office. Yeah, no, didn't go into the office. That didn't happen. I worked from home today. I got a few reports written. None of them finished, but I got a good chunk of them started. And then I ended up watching Young Sheldon for a bit. And then I had to run to the grocery store because it turns out we were out of eggs. So I did that and I ended up taking the dog for a walk. And then I had to attend a Zoom meeting and it was so dumb. And my freaking manager was late, so it just was a nightmare. And like his Wi-Fi kept going. I don't even know. I don't even know. He says it was going out. I don't think so. I don't even think he wanted to be there, to be honest. Which I didn't either, so. Not like I'm complaining. But it was a little ornery watching all these fake technical difficulties. Oh. This jar is such a weird shape that the rhinestones don't even want to stick to it sometimes. It's annoying. But. And then I. After the meeting, I just started bedazzling, and I've been here ever since. So, the fact that you walked through the door and I'm still bedazzling means I've been at this for probably a lot longer than I should be. But it's okay. I don't have a headache yet, so I think I'm in the clear. Ooh. See, this is where I start bedazzling fast, and then I start putting on the rhinestones in a formation that literally. It's okay. It's okay. I never claimed to be good at this. And besides, It's for our bookshelf, not a museum. Doesn't need to be perfect. But yeah, I can't complain. My day was good, and it's even better now that I'm here with you. Oh, it's so shiny. I bought new rhinestones from a different retailer, and I like these ones. They're really shiny in the light. Like, they glitter a lot, sorry. Trying to focus and have a conversation is really hard. Or maybe my brain just doesn't have a lot of brain power right now. Sometimes the sounds of the tweezers on the rhinestones really, I don't like it, but just part of it. It's coming along. I'm really excited. It's gonna be so cool with the glitter in it. And when I like glue the cork in, it's gonna be so cool. I'll have to like take it outside in the sun and the glitter to like get pictures of it. I'm so excited. It's gonna look so good. Dang, I think the glue won. The glue's starting to dry. I'm definitely not gonna be able to beat the glue. That damn glue. It's because there's like not a lot of glue left, so I'm like fighting with it. But there's not enough, like, it's not gone enough to abandon and open up a new glue, so it's a predicament. Gotta just deal with this difficult glue, but oh well. The price I pay for shiny things. But hey, I have to say, I haven't lost my AirPods once since I bedazzled the case, okay? I don't think I'm blind. I think my problem is the world isn't bedazzled, so I can't see it. It's not my fault. My eyes just can only see bedazzling. I think if we bedazzled stop signs, everybody would see them. What do you think? But not like so shiny that it like is an obstruction. You know what I mean? Hey, I'll bedazzle stop signs. Boom. Opens up new jobs too. I just solved all the world's problems. If only it were that easy. Ugh, I keep dropping rhinestones. Oh, I'm not worried about running out. I bought 6,000 of this color. If I drop a couple, if I dropped 100, I'd be okay. Gotta lose a few soldiers to the vacuum. Did you finish your lunch today? Oh, good. I wasn't sure if it was going to heat up well, so I'm glad that you ate it. Yeah, I figured it was on its last leg. I figured if you didn't like it, you would just pick something up. But I'm glad to hear that it was able to feed you. I had a loaf of bread. Not like a whole loaf of bread, but like one of the small baguettes that we eat with bread and butter. I had that. I know. It just sounded good, and it was on the counter, so I ate it. So yeah, that's what I had. But it was good, like, it was good. Just really random. Well, if we get hungry, we can go out. Just pick something up. I could get hungry here in a little bit. Maybe an hour. Perfect. We can check in and after we relax, see how hungry we are. But first, we spend time together. Perfect. I really do love these moments with you. Just us. I'm almost done with this side. Granted, I might have to wait till the glue dries before I can do the other side. Damn. You know, I found that a lot of the things around the house could very easily be bedazzled. I've had to really stop myself from removing things to bedazzle them. Well, for starters, you almost came home to bedazzled light switches. Yeah, it was that, because, like, they're, like, the perfect shape that they're super quick to bedazzle. So it's just, it's so quick. It's so easy. I really stopped myself. But, a lot of my friends were saying I should, bedazzle our toilet handle. And I really thought about it, like a little deep red or maybe a black rhinestone. But then I thought about how unsanitary that was, and I just, ugh, could not get behind that. And then I debated bedazzling, like, our toothbrushes, but then I realized I didn't know how comfortable I felt with this glue being so close to my mouth, and then I started bedazzling a pencil. Yeah, you better watch it. Either way, you'll be finding rhinestones around the place for the rest of our lives, so... I've been finding rhinestones in the closet. I don't even know how they get in there. It's all the way upstairs. It's crazy. But they've taken over my life. Our life. You're welcome. Our life, by extension. You'll never escape the rhinestone. I'll never escape the rhinestone. You'll never escape the life. I've been wanting to make bagels again recently. They were so good last time I made them. And honestly, it's not that hard. The flour just gets everywhere. I can't get behind all those dishes. But the smell and the taste of fresh bagels, it's just... It almost makes it all worth it. Almost. I'm just about desperate enough to make them. I'm getting there. If you come home one of these days and it smells like a bakery, then know that the bagels have officially won out. But as of yet, I'm still fighting. I can't wait for 1.6 to come out on the Switch. I feel robbed. I need my Stardew Valley update. I've been, like, avoiding all knowledge about 1.6, and I don't know why. I may as well just play it. I may as well just take the L and play it and wait till it comes out on the Switch. I can't keep a blind eye forever. It won't happen. I'll see something. I've already seen stuff. So I have to... I may as well experience it now. I just love it on the Switch. You having fun? Good. Good, good, good. Ugh, only I could stop dropping rhinestones. Falls asleep in this position. It's so annoying. But it's the optimal bedazzling position. It's the ultimate bedazzling position. It's the only way I can do this for long periods of time. These rhinestones are giving me trouble. Okay, never mind. Maybe they're not. They decided to cooperate. Perfect. Almost done with this side. Yeah, I think I may have to do that on the other side tomorrow. Damn. I was hoping maybe I could finish it all tonight, but it's gonna have to dry. Patience does not get easier as you get older. That was a lie. sun starting to go away is... ugh, starting to hurt my lighting. I may have to wrap up my bedazzling hair soon. Hopefully I can finish this side, though, before the sun ruins my fun. Or lack of sun. Rhinestone isn't flipping over. Oh my gosh. Ugh. Some of them, I swear, they just like fight back. They're like, I don't want to go on the jar. And it like makes me feel bad. But they're literally inanimate objects. Like, just go on the jar. I promise. It'll be a good, like, see, this one's fallen off 4 times. It'll be a good life. I promise. Just go on the jar. The final rhinestone. Oh, she's in place. Oh, one side completed. And on that note, I think I've been sticking my face in strong glue enough for the day. And I could eat. How about you? We should go get something to eat. What are you in the mood for? Ooh, okay. Sounds good to me. Do you want to drive or do you want me to? Okay, perfect. Let's go.